got an exciting addition to Dugout Station today. We're joined by another Yankees pitching prospect. This time it's Danny Watson, also with the Somerset Patriots. Danny, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem at all. I'm glad to be here.
Danny, you had an amazing season, and we've been watching, following every time you got on the mound. You came into for as a reliever, even as a closer. I knew it was game over. First and foremost, congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And we're looking forward to this interview with you.
Me too. Excited.
What was your biggest step forward this year, and what changes did you make to your delivery?
Honestly, it'd be easier to say what I didn't change to my delivery, because pretty much everything was different, you know, from, you know, pitch arsenal to how my body moves. Literally everything, every part of my body changed this year, and I think that's kind of why I had so much more success this year. You know, from literally head to toes, completely changed. Like, my, obviously you guys saw like how I set up with my out of the stretch now. You know, I kind of got that tilt to start, a little bit more bent over. So it's literally just the whole entire body just kind of has changed completely with from last year to this year.
So, like, how challenging is it to do all that, being 6'7", like, with all those moving parts? Like, it's got to be, and it must have took a ton of work to, like, transform your delivery.
Yeah, it definitely did take a lot of work, but, you know, I mean, it is a lot easier when you have the coaching staff that we do. You know, they're super knowledgeable, so if I have any kind of issue, I go to them, and they have a solution really quickly. They're very intelligent, smart people, so they know what they're doing. That's for sure. So, so it's really easy with being surrounded by the people I am. You know, they're so knowledgeable, so they just can tell me instantly pretty much how to fix whatever I'm going through. So it's really nice being here with the Yankees.
What was it like working with Grayson Crawford, and how did he help your development as a pitcher?
Yeah, he helped tremendously, obviously. Like, last year I had him in 2022, I had him with the Tampa Tarpons, you know, so I was with him all year. And then from this year, I was here in Somerset with him from end of May throughout the whole year. So, you know, obviously he knows me very well, so he was able to help me, you know, with little tidbits here and there. But I think the biggest part of how he helped me was actually this past off season. He was the kind of the reason that I changed a lot of my arsenal. He would go over the statistics with me, like what would actually work better, you know, what the analytics department was telling me or telling him to tell me. So he just showed me exactly kind of what they were saying, and, you know, why there is a why behind what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I think that's really helpful, is understanding the reason that I'm trying to do what I'm doing. But then he also played around with some pitch grips with me. So in 2022, I threw a fastball, a kind of like a gyro cutter, and then I threw a changeup. And so now this past year, in this last offseason, he showed me kind of a new fastball grip, and he also played around with my slider grip, and then he actually scrapped my changeup and added a cutter. So we made all those changes in the offseason, and that's kind of what made the biggest difference for me for this year. So he was a huge help this year to make those big improvements.
Wow. He's so supportive. Everyone says the same about him. Hudson stats, 24 innings pitched, 39 strikeouts, ERA of 1.48, which translated into Somerset, 38 innings pitched, 43 strikeouts, and a 1.64 ERA with 6 saves. Those are incredible stats. I'm so proud. So proud of you.
Thank you.
What was the biggest adjustment or transition going from Hudson to Somerset?
So a lot of it had to do, I think, with the two-strike approach. So you just listed the stats. One of the big differences really was the strikeout numbers. So in Hudson Valley, I was able to strike out a lot of guys a lot easier. And then Somerset, I kind of realized that they have more of a two-strike approach. Like, they're making an adjustment towards the end of the at-bat. So that's kind of the biggest adjustment I had to make. And that's what I was talking to with my other teammates and Grayson, just talking with those guys, kind of saying like, hey, like, I noticed I'm not striking as many guys out. Like, this, my stuff is the same. I know guys get better as you go up, but I didn't think it should drop off as much as it did. And so that's when we kind of realized that I wasn't having a two-strike plan. I was kind of just keeping the same a plan as I was in attack counts as I am in two-strike counts. That's when we realized, okay, yeah, I need to focus more in my touch and feels on, you know, getting the fastball elevated. So I have that for two strikes and, you know, getting the slider down and away. So I'm just more prepared when I do get the two strikes so I can actually get more strikeouts. And so that's kind of why I ended up getting more strikeouts towards the end of the year as I did when I first got to Somerset. Because, you know, when I got there in Somerset, I was struggling a little bit to get some of the strikeouts. But, yeah, we kind of just talked it over, and that's where we came up with that plan to get those strikeouts again. So that was definitely the biggest adjustment I had to make.
We didn't see you struggle at all.
I appreciate that. Well, I know statistics wise, it looks good, but, you know, like, there's mm-hmm. always improvements you can make. And so that was one of the things that we noticed. ERA numbers, all that were good, but, you know, there's always improvement you can make. And that was the biggest change that we thought we could make. Yeah, absolutely.
I remember you came up on fire. You had like 17 or 20 straight scoreless appearances. Like, you weren't giving up a run in Double A. You were going, I forgot the exact number, but it was really impressive. And it definitely took us all.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a good run, you know, but it definitely is very easy when you have the defense that we have. You know, it's like I truly believe I could throw the ball right down the middle and my defense would be able to get an out. You know, that's how confident I am in the defense. And that's what makes me even better, because now, like, I can relax a little bit more. I know the defense behind me is going to, you know, make the play. So it just definitely makes it a lot easier when you know you have the defense we have.
Good stuff.
Your control was really good too. Like, your whip was under 0.9, which is really good, especially for a reliever. That's impressive, because a lot of guys get in trouble walking people, but you attacked the zone really well. So with that, what was the highlight of your season? It seems like there could be a lot of things to choose from.
Oh, the highlight of my season? That is tough. I'd say, I know we didn't end the year quite like we wanted to, but I feel like the highlight of the season was probably when we clinched in Somerset, you know, because winning is obviously my favorite thing to do. So it was probably the highlight of my season when we actually were able to clinch the postseason. You know, especially that I couldn't be out there on the field with them, but, you know, I was right there in the bullpen supporting them, you know. But yeah, it didn't end the way we wanted, but, you know, we got it next year.
Something really cool that happened also was that you were named the Yankees' top 30 prospect. You popped the MLB Pipelines list. You're the second reliever behind your buddy Edgar Barclay. So how awesome was that?
Yeah, it was definitely a surreal, you know, experience to find out that, you know, I was on that top prospect list. You know, I always think about how I ended in 2022 and, you know, how, I mean, I had an okay year. I mean, not great, but, you know, I looked back at that year and I was disappointed. I thought I could have done better. You know, so now when I look back on this year, you know, I'm just thankful for all the work that I put in, and, you know, all the help that I've had with, you know, the Yankee staff and all my teammates that were able to, you know, get me to that point. Because obviously, you know, it wasn't just me that was able to get me onto that list. It's a whole bunch of people behind the scenes that are able to, you know, help me get better. You know, from any standpoint, it's a huge support system that allows me to, you know, get better every day. So I'm very thankful for where I am.
What's your mindset going into spring training? Do you think you're ready for Triple A?
No, I know for a fact I'm ready to go. I'm ready for
Triple A. I love it.
You know, whether they put me there or not, I mean, that's completely out of my control. So, you know, I just take it day by day. I'm just going to work as hard as I can, you know, to make the decision for them a little bit easier to move me up there. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You know, it's just extra motivation, I like to think, you know. So, I mean, whatever happens, happens. I'm just, you know, I'm just excited to be a part of this organization. You know, if I'm in Double A, Triple A, wherever, I'm just as happy as can be.
Okay. So, how cool was it to see guys like Dominguez and Wells play in the MLB after you played with them in Somerset? Like, how was that experience for you?
You know, it's really cool. We were all watching their debuts, and it's kind of surreal. You know, like, they were just in our locker room a month prior or a few months prior, you know, just talking with them. And, you know, now they're on the big screen playing in front of thousands and thousands of fans. It's definitely surreal. And, you know, I'm just obviously super proud that I was, you know, a teammate of theirs. And, you know, I'm just hoping I can be a teammate of theirs again this year. We'll see.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really want to see you get that spring training invite, T. That would be awesome. We would love to see you push that spot. And what do you think you need to do to get yourself on the MLB radar, to push yourself forward and get that call up?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest difference, you know, between big leaguers and, you know, guys in the minor leagues is just consistency. You know, it's a day in and day out. You know what they're going to do, how they're going to do. So, yeah, just being as consistent as I possibly can be, you know, hitting my spots a little bit more, doing all that. You know, my stuff's definitely got a lot better, but there's always improvements I can make. So, I mean, just make some minor improvements and get the command even better than it was last year. And I think, you know, like, I give myself the best shot that I can.
Yep. So you grew up a Yankee fan, huh?
I did. Yeah, my entire family was Yankee fans. We grew up in upstate New York, so it was, yeah, I've been a Yankees fan my entire life. So when I got the call, I was obviously very excited that, you know, I was going to be a part of, you know, such a great organization. So yeah, I was definitely very happy.
Yeah, I was going to ask how surreal that feeling was when you got the call that you got drafted. I mean, you were with your family?
Yeah, I was with my family. My family moved to Naples, Florida. So I was actually with them in Naples. You know, so it was, and some of my extended family as well. They were all there. So it was great to be around, you know, my family on a big day for sure.
What was your most memorable moment in college at VCU that kind of put yourself in the position to get drafted?
That put me in the position to get drafted? I wouldn't say it's really one moment, you know, because when you get drafted, it's really about, like, you know, how well you've been doing for, you know, years. It's not just kind of like one moment, but, you know, it's just for me, kind of the position that I got in was, you know, because of my velocity, I threw harder than I do now in college because I threw from the higher slot. Wow. You know, so that really put me in a good position to get drafted, you know, and also being 6'7", you know, that helps a lot. Being a big body means you have a lot more potential than some other guys may have. You know, so I had the high velo and then the, you know, the size, you know, that just really put me in the best position that I could be to get drafted.
Wow. How fast were you throwing?
I was mid-90s when I was the higher slot.
Now you're like, what, 92, 94? Like, that's kind of what you top out at now?
Yeah, so I feel like a typical outing would be 90, 92. But potential to get up there a little bit.
So being drafted in the 15th round, did you have a chip on your shoulder? Did you feel like you had to prove something to the Yankees to put yourself on in their plans?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, obviously they don't have a lot of money. They didn't have a lot of money invested in me. So I was like, man, I really got to improve myself a lot more than some other guys may have. But, you know, the Yankees, what I realized really quickly is that they don't look at that as what I thought they would. I thought, you know, maybe they signed this guy for this much money or this guy for that much money. They're going to just move that guy up faster because they put more money into him, you know. But yeah. They kind of throw at that all out the window, and they really just care about, you know, how well you're doing, how well you're improving and all that. So they kind of just take all that away, which is what I love. So it creates kind of like a level playing field. And, you know, so that's why I think I've done so well since I've gotten here, is because creating that level playing field, you know, kind of starts it all over again.
Gotcha. What was your time like with the Tarpons and training in the Yankees complex? How'd you like it over there?
Yeah, I loved definitely being in that facility. Like, that facility is amazing at George Steinbrenner. You know, that's,
yeah,
definitely really cool to be over there. Obviously, I was there for a little bit longer than I wanted to, so, you know, feeling towards it. But, you know, I mean, I deserved to be there. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't performing quite the way I wanted to, you know. And I'm glad that I was there because, you know, it allowed me to kind of get better, make improvements, and be around the staff that was able to kind of give me those tidbits that could help me be even better.
Yep. What was the biggest challenge in the first few years of your career?
As far as my professional career,
yes.
I would say the biggest challenge was last year in 2022, that's when I first started to drop my arm slot. So my stats were decent, but they looked at my numbers on, like, you know, velo, movement, shape wise. They said, okay, it plays here in low A, but it won't play in the big leagues. So they're like, we need to make some adjustments. And that's when I was like, oh man, like, I'm doing well, but they kind of had to tell me, explain all these numbers and proved to me that, you know, it will be better if you make these adjustments. So that's, I started to make that around after All-Star break of 2022. And then that was really tough, you know, changing a lot of things, you know, it just, it made it really hard to pitch well, throw strikes. But obviously, I mean, from making those changes, I've seen the biggest difference, you know, bigger difference than I could even imagine, from actually doing what they say. You know, they're very smart, so they know what they're talking about. But sometimes, you know, it's hard to believe, because you're like, oh, I'm throwing harder. Why would I want to drop my arm slot and throw slower? But, you know, it's proven to be right. It's a lot more effective. But yeah, so it's definitely a big challenge making all those changes last year, but you know, I'm very thankful that we did.
I imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely been a nice journey for you, and you've had to go through a lot of arm slot changes. You were a 15th round pick. You've defied all the odds. You're in a good position right now. And we just can't wait to see how this continues to progress into next season.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You know, just about working hard every day. So just putting yourself in the best position that you possibly can.
So that Patriots bullpen is awesome. You guys had so many good guys in there. Who are some teammates you leaned on, maybe you took some things from, you worked with to try to enhance your games during the season?
You know, it's honestly... it's everyone. Like, I mean, obviously there's some guys that you're going to talk to a little bit more than others, but I mean, I would talk to literally everybody and ask, I'd see somebody doing some different drill, or I'd see somebody, you know, throwing like a cutter that was better than mine. So I'd ask like, hey, like, what are you doing? And, you know, even though we are competing, you know, we're friends, we're teammates, like they love to help out. And that's, what's the great thing about being in this organization is we all love to help each other out. You know, so it's kind of just a little bit of everything from a little bit of everybody. Everybody is super helpful, you know, super knowledgeable. So it's just it's just great to be part of Somerset, because like they were great teammates. You know, they were super helpful with anything that I needed.
I feel like you're kind of similar to Edgar Barkley, even though he throws from the left side. Like, you guys kind of have similar stuff a little bit, and he is a little bit smaller. So I kind of thought that was an interesting right-left mirror you guys had going on.
Yeah, we're definitely similar and opposite is kind of what it is. You know, it's really just deception. You know, like, he has a lot of deception in his delivery. I have a lot of deception in my delivery. So, yeah, that's definitely very similar. But, yeah, then we're also very different in other ways too. So.
I know you were really close with Jack Neely also. I heard he was the best man at your wedding, and you guys are both really big-bodied guys, so I'm sure you guys have some fun competitions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially in, I don't know if you guys ever saw, but us playing hacky sack, you know, it's always a good competition. We play hacky sack before the games. We're always competing in that. but as far as baseball, you know, we just push each other as hard as we can. You know, like, if he's doing something better, I try to make myself do that even better. You know, that's what's great about it. You know, just pushing each other to be better every day.
You both have the same goal. Like, everyone has the same goal, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We both want to be up there. So yeah. You know, we're just trying to do what we can to make sure that we're both up there.
Who were the toughest hitters you faced in the Yankee system during practice?
Oh, that's tough. So, I mean, you really only face our hitters during spring training, and you face so many guys. I mean, I can say, like, an obvious one, you know, from Somerset this year was Ben Rice. Obviously, he's a really good hitter. But also in spring training, I was completely different than I was during the season. I still had some certain pitches, and I was working on a lot of things. So it's tough to say, like, now. But I mean, always it's going to be like guys like Ben Rice. He's just, you know, he's a really good hitter, tough to get out. Yeah, I mean, anybody in our organization's obviously a really good hitter. So, but yeah, it's a lot of good hitters to face.
I think that was Hampton's answer also, Rice.
he's the easy answer for sure.
Yeah. how about someone that's not in the Yankees organization that you had a tough time trying to pitch, like, every time they came up to the plate, you really had to bring your stuff?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so this is actually, I thought it was going to be a lot harder to answer, but this is actually really easy. It's Jackson Holiday. And I think it's Jackson Holiday by a lot.
Yeah.
So I faced a lot of top prospects, a lot of number one prospects for certain teams, you know, and I stuck with my plan, was able to get him out, you know, had a lot of success with a lot of those guys. And for Jackson Holiday, I mean, I think he's like 1 for 3 off of me, which by any means, I mean, it's obviously decent, but it's not great. But like he was just tough. I mean, his approach and the one hit he had, he should not have hit the ball he had. Like I literally threw a perfect cutter up and in right in the spot I was supposed to throw it, and he hit it like 105. So, you know, he was definitely a tough out. And, you know, the next time I faced him, I was like, I got to change my plan. And that's when, you know, it's not good. And the hitter has the advantage is when you have to change your plan. Cause you always want to stick to your plan, but you know, somebody like him, you know, he's really good. You got to do stuff a little bit different. But yes, I mean, he's definitely a really tough hitter to face. But also fun to face. Cause you know, it challenges you and make you a little bit better, you know, it makes you really think about, what kind of pitcher you want to be. You know,
wow. And so with that, I wanted to ask also, what was your toughest moment on the mound this season? Can you remember one time that, like, maybe a jam that you got into that you worked your way out of?
I guess, let me think, the toughest. I mean, man, that's a tough question because, you know, it's a long season. It's a lot to remember.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm always, my favorite thing is just getting out of people, other people's jams, you know, coming in, cleaning it up.
That's a good answer.
But, you know, from jams, my perspective, you know, I obviously did get in a few jams. But, you know, that's kind of, I mean, I can't name a specific one.
Yeah,
because, you know, it's, I get in a jam and, you know, we have great catchers. We have obviously a great pitching coach who, if I'm getting in a jam, you know, they come and give me a visit and they're like, hey, you're doing this and you're doing that wrong, doing this. Maybe we should change, do this, kind of making those adjustments. And, you know, having the staff and the catchers that we do it, it just makes it a lot easier to get out of those jams.
True. You know? True. And I have not seen many mound visits for you. So it's just the wrong question to ask you. So this is a good question. I mean, how did your family help your baseball dream, and how cool is it to have them in your corner? Can you talk about that, about your parents' support?
Yeah, obviously my parents are extremely supportive. You know, my whole life, you know, dragging them to baseball, you know, I mean, I guess I really shouldn't say dragging them to the baseball, because, you know, they loved how much I loved it, so they wanted to be there. You know, maybe my dad didn't like it so much, waking him up at 5 a.m. to go play outside and, you know, get a little bit better, even when I was a hitter and stuff. You know, I mean, it's just awesome having them in my, you know, in my corner. And then obviously my wife, you know, is one of my biggest supporters, if not the biggest supporter I have. So, you know, it's honestly awesome, the people that I have around me. It just makes doing what I do a lot easier, knowing I have who I have.
Yes.
That's amazing stuff. Your father is the man. We've gotten to know him a little bit, so we appreciate that. he likes the clips we post and all the stats and stuff we do for you during the season, so that's been a fun interaction. So I'll continue with that theme. So you talked about this before, like how they kind of helped get you into the Yankees a little bit. Was it just something that was always on TV, like Yankees was all you knew, like you just watched it all the time? And did you have a favorite growing up?
Yeah, I mean, every Yankees game growing up, we were watching if we didn't have baseball. You know, even if we didn't have baseball, I'd be asking, oh, what's the Yankee score? What's the Yankee score? You know, so just obviously, you know, we were diehard Yankee fans. But, you know, yeah, so that's why, you know, it's just – crazy to be a part of the Yankees organization. And what was the other question you asked?
Who was your favorite player? Do you have a pitcher or someone you really liked?
Oh, yeah. So my two favorite players growing up. So back in the day in like Little League and, you know, early, we call it Babe Ruth League and stuff. It was Derek Jeter because I was a shortstop.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, so I started to grow a little bit, you know, and I started to gain a lot of velo. And then I started to pitch a lot more, and you know, that's when I started to watch a lot more, like study a little bit more of the on the pitching side, and that's when I really loved Mariano Rivera. So those are my two guys. You know, that's why it's also cool that I throw a cutter now, so you know, I could be a little, you know, a newer Mariano Rivera.
Those are two greats. Goats. Those are goats.
Absolutely.
And they are going to come up again later. I can't wait to tell you how. Something interesting I was thinking about. Did you swing the bat at all in high school or college? Because you talked about how you used to hit.
Yeah, in high school, I was a hitter. I was a good hitter. I just was definitely a better pitcher than I am a hitter. But never in college. I didn't hit at all in college.
So you started pitching in high school?
I pitched my entire life. It's just that being a pitcher really kind of took the forefront. Kind of when I hit a big growth spurt around like, 12 or 13, that's when I was like, okay, yeah, pitching is definitely going to be my thing.
Rather than
an infielder.
That's awesome. So when you're off the diamond, I know you mentioned some hacky sack before. What are some other hobbies you like to indulge in when you're not playing ball?
I mean, in season, you know, I don't do a whole lot in season. It's really just like hacky sack, playing some video games with some of my teammates and stuff. You know, and then in the off season and stuff, you know, when I'm not training and stuff, I have my dog, you know, my wife, we go for walks, stuff like that. So yeah, I can keep myself busy a little bit.
Do you like watching other sports besides baseball? Are you into football or?
You know, I really don't. I used to watch a lot of other sports, but obviously during the season, it's tough to watch anything. It's just always super busy. But yeah, I don't really watch any sports anymore. Used to play basketball, so I used to watch a lot of basketball. But yeah, I haven't really watched many sports recently.
Of course, you used to play basketball.
Yeah, basketball was a lot of fun. I was nowhere near as naturally gifted at basketball. You know, it's something I had to work at. I could have been decent, you know, but baseball was just always, you know, the game that I loved. So that always took priority. It was always, hey, can I shoot some basketball hoops or go, you know, go up to the batting cage and go hit and throw? Like, I'd always choose hitting and throwing. So, you know, I wasn't always as good at basketball, but I loved it.
Sandy brought up Hampton before. And I thought it was interesting that you said Jackson Holiday as well, because he also said Jackson Holiday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, he was, just a crazy good hitter. Like, there's other guys that I faced that, are even in the big leagues now that I still didn't think were as challenging as he was. He was definitely just somebody that I would, I'd throw it in the zone I'm supposed to throw it, and he'd either get a really good foul that I would be surprised at, or, you know, he'd have a really good eye at a pitch he should have swung at, you know? So it's definitely, he's definitely a really tough hitter. But yeah, so I'm not surprised he chose him as well.
The Yankees should definitely hire his hitting coach.
Absolutely.
I also wanted to ask you, like, you know about the Rule 5 draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were there any players or any of your teammates that were not protected that you, like, wished that they were?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know who hasn't been
protected. Who wasn't? Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I think they should protect everybody, because, you know, I feel like everybody's really good. So
yeah.
It'd be tough to say just one person, you know, because obviously everybody is just insanely good. So that's definitely, that'd be tough. That'd be tough for sure.
Wait, wasn't Barclay not? Yeah, Barclay wasn't protected. He was not. Barclay wasn't protected. So it's possible that a team can pick him up.
Yeah. That's great.
I know.
Well, we're really happy you're not on that list this year.
Seriously?
Hopefully next year you're on the 40 man, so we don't got to worry
about that. I hope so, too.
Yep.
So one other thing I was thinking about, like, we talked about a bunch of pitching prospects. Who is someone you think that needs to get more love from Yankee fans and maybe people aren't paying attention to? It could be a starter or a reliever.
Oh, man, that is tough. That's a tough question. Man, that is tough. I don't know who exactly, like, doesn't get enough attention. Obviously, you know, I spent a lot of time with relievers and stuff, and, you know, but, you know, a lot of the guys that, like Jack Neely, he's obviously really good, but he still he obviously gets some attention. Tough not to say Drew Thorpe just because of, you know, his stats were absolutely insane. You know, it just felt like every time he was going out on the mound, you know, it kind of sucked as a reliever because, you know, he was going to eat up eight innings every time he went out there. You know, so it's like it was great because you knew the team was going to win, but obviously you weren't going to get your innings when he was going into the game. So, I mean, that's from my standpoint, that's kind of why I have to say him. You know, it's just like you just had that confidence that he was going eight innings. You know, it was absolutely insane. I think he averaged literally seven innings per start, which is just crazy. You know, it's like unheard of.
Yeah, he was lights out, man. He went up rather quickly, just like Hampton did. And you did as well, right? Well, from Hudson to, how long did it take you from Hudson to Somerset?
I think it was 7 weeks. So the season started like second week of April. I was there at the end of May.
Yeah, wow.
Again, everybody is just so good. I feel like everybody deserves a lot of attention. Yeah. You know, you look at the like TrackMan numbers on everybody when they're, you know, just doing touch and feels or in game and stuff like that. It's just, you know, insane to see what everybody can do. So I think everybody deserves a lot of attention, to be honest.
We rave about the prospect pitching, how great our pitching form is, and definitely the coaching speaks volumes, and the fact that you also mentioned the analytical side. So it's like they combine both analytics and feel of the game.
Yeah.
Into your work, your performance. Is there any new pitches you're working on?
No. So I'm keeping it, from what I did last year, just got the fastball, cutter, slider. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know. So, you know, I'm just kind of building off what I did last year. Just, you know, maybe sometimes I wasn't happy with my locations of, you know, some pitches. So that's been my main focus this year, or this off season, is going to be is the command side of it. You know, instead of, you know, adding a pitch or deleting a pitch, just really, you know, kind of honing in on, you know, how I can make each pitch a little bit better. That's what I'm focusing on.
Good.
That's great stuff. It's been a fun one. So here's something that Sandy brought up before about like the Rule 5 and stuff. Like, how challenging is it hearing all these names thrown around, like in the trade proposals? Like, these are literally all your boys. They're being thrown the trades for Juan Soto. Like, how much of that stuff do you see?
So, I mean, I hear about it all from like various friends and stuff like that, but, you know, I try not to think about it too much. You know, I don't want to lose any of my teammates. You know, they're great friends. So it'd be tough to see anybody go. I try not to think about it too much, because, you know, odds are it's a lot of that stuff isn't going to happen, or it's not going to be who you think it is. So I just try not to think about it as much as, you know, don't want to worry about it. You know, whatever happens, happens, just kind of going with the flow.
Yeah.
We're going to close down with some games. We're going to throw the Orioles game at you. We're going to throw a few Yankees at each other. You're going to get to pick. It's going to be mostly pitchers. And then we're going to close it down with Yankees Mount Rushmore.
So the Orioles game is, you know, we'll give you two options and you choose one or the other.
Sounds good.
All right. So here's the tough one to start. You Uchida or Mariano?
Oh, gosh. man, I mean, Derek Jeter was kind of like, you know, my day one favorite. But I feel like I kind of have to choose Mariano Rivera now, just because, you know, being a, you know, reliever closer and throwing a cutter, I feel like I just got to go with him. You know, he was, you know, the best closer there ever was. So, you know, I kind of want to be like that. So I feel like I got to choose him.
You can't go wrong either way, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We always like throwing that one in. It was perfect for you because that's your two favorite players. So we had to pass that one up. All right. Ron Guidry or David Cohn?
Oh, man. This is tough. Well, those are also before my time, though. So I'd have to say I'm going to go with Ron Guidry.
All right. Anzi Pettis or C. Sabathia?
Oh, very similar. I'm gonna say I'm going to say CC Sabathia just because he was more, he was one of my favorite pitchers also growing up. He was probably my favorite starter. So I'm going to have to go with him.
All right,
I love CC.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Chase actually went Andy Pettit, so now we got a little
Pettit's my favorite Yankee player, but CC, I don't think he gets the props he deserves, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So last one, Dylan Betances or David Robertson?
I also feel like I have to go with Betances because he played on a travel ball team that we played a lot growing up. Obviously, he was well before me, but you know, I got to see the team he played for, so I kind of watched him a lot more also growing up. So I'd have to say him.
Well, now we're doing the Mount Rushmore game. You know what it's all about, right? So yeah. Pick your four.
Okay, this is gonna be tough. I mean, three are easy, I feel like. Jeter, I gotta do Mo, and then Babe Ruth. I feel like can't leave him off. But the fourth one is where I feel like it gets really tough. But man, I feel like I probably have to, I'm probably gonna say Mickey Mantle. I feel like you kind of have to say him. Over anybody else, really.
So good. That's a good one. It was nice interviewing you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Yeah, no problem at all.
Let everyone know where they can find you at on social media. Let's get your follows up.
If you want.
I don't even know if I know my username completely, but on Instagram, I think it's like Danny Watson 7. There might be an underscore. There might not be. I'm not even sure, to be honest.
Cool. Well, you can follow Dugout Station on all our platforms. And we want to thank you again for coming on and taking your time out and time off to speak to us. So good stuff.
Yeah, no problem at all. No problem at all.
We also want to wish you luck next year, too. We'll be following. We'll be watching.
Thank you. That sounds great.
We really want to see you out there again. Hopefully you get that AAA bump and the MLB bump quick. Get that non-roster invitee for spring training. And let's rock it for 2024. We can't wait.
Absolutely. You know, I'm excited for next year. You know, and glad you guys are going to be there supporting me. Appreciate it.
Always. And we'll let you know when this is out. Like, we'll tag you and stuff.